You're with Julian on the Brown Note. I'm going to do bite-sized pieces on the show today. The Pope's white flag of Ukraine, which was a big talking point a week ago and broadly echoed my own sentiments on this conflict. Pope Francis has said in an interview that Ukraine should have what he called the courage of the white flag and negotiate an end to the war with Putin that followed Moscow's full-scale invasion 2 years ago. Francis made his comments in an interview recorded last month with Swiss broadcaster RSI, well before Friday's latest offer by Turkish President Erdogan to host a summit between Ukraine and Russia and end the war. Erdogan made the fresh offer after a meeting in Istanbul with his Ukrainian counterpart Zelensky. Zelensky said while he wants peace, he will not give up territory. Now, this blew up massively with people attacking anyone or the whole way through that has ever said that they should sue for peace with Russia, which I've said since the start. My position on this, I've posted so many videos on it. The number one problem was the fact that the war happened. It didn't need to happen. And it was years in the making and leading towards setting up criteria where it was inevitable that it would happen. And that there were bad faith actors like the European Union, NATO and America who all wanted it to happen despite the damage it would cause to Ukraine. I've posted often about that. But the other thing I've posted a lot about is if your country cannot win a war, then suing for peace is the honourable and just thing to do. And simply crying about the fact that you want the other side to back down when they're not going to just means you're consigning more and more people to die, more and more buildings to be reduced to rubble. Many of the very hawkish, I've not had much respect for Zelensky or posted much in the way of positivity towards him. He seems very much happy to just receive endless billions from America in bombs and weaponry, no matter what the impact on his country is, which is getting worse and worse. But the reason I bring this all up, and I did for the second time in recent months, I have supported the Pope. I think when he said something about commercial surrogacy, I posted a thing on how I actually did support him opposing commercial surrogacy because of the exploitation angle. But also the fact that he has said about peace here. And if you mention peace, if you're in the UK or America or on the international Western media stage, you are crucified. How dare you talk about peace? The main reason I'm bringing this up is this year, in 6 months' time, there's an American election. Now, Donald Trump has made it very, very clear that he is Putin's bitch, and that he will cut off the funding for the weapons to Ukraine, which is already not enough to keep them going, as America is stalling. And the Republican right in America will do absolutely anything to oppose the Democrats. If the Democrats turn around tomorrow and said that they were stopping funding to the war in Ukraine, the Republicans would that very day turn around and start funding it. So they have no moral position there. But Trump is obviously very much in love with Putin. So Ukraine have to understand that their positioning here, their bargaining power, can be very, very different in 6 months' time where they would just lose the lot. What are they going to do if Trump gets in power? He'll cut them off at the knees. So their window of opportunity for bargaining here is shrinking rapidly. Not to mention the fact that Biden's own position in these wars may be massively hamstrung by fighting Trump in the election, because neither war in the Gaza Strip or in Ukraine is that popular in America. And he's going to be a whipping post for, he's getting attacked from both sides. He's protested every single live event he talks at for people who oppose the genocide in Gaza. And on the other side, he's got a Republican Party that are actually a bit up for it. So he's got nowhere to run. He's actually doing the bidding of the Republican Party against the Democratic vote, who are wildly opposed to what's happening in Gaza. So Ukraine have to understand that things could be very different 5 months from now they might not have any bargaining chips left. And Putin knows this as well. So if you think that they're going to fight and defeat Russia and get all of their land back, who is going to wake up to the fact that that's not going to happen? And that they could be in a position where they lose a lot more.